Good morning. I'd like to call the 7th Osage Nation Congress to order. The time is 9:02 a.m. We are on day 22 of our Osage session. It is October 2nd. Congressman Keene, would you render a morning prayer, please?
Yes. Please bow your heads. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask you to watch over us as we wrap up this session. We ask that you lay your healing hand on Osages who are suffering from COVID or any other kind of health ailments. We ask that you give us peace of mind and guide us and give us clear thoughts and help us pass policies and laws that will help benefit the Osage Nation. And all these things we ask in your name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Roll call, please.
Congressman Big Horse.
Present.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Present.
Congressman Keene.
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Present.
Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congressman Pott.
Present.
Congresswoman Rebard.
Here.
Congresswoman Shaw.
Present.
Congresswoman Stabler. Congresswoman Stabler. Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Congressman Walker.
Here.
Speaker Pratt.
I see you.
Assistant Chief Redcorn.
Present.
We have a quorum. Next is approval in the journal. Please review the journal from September 30th.
Madam Speaker.
Congressman Potts.
Madam Speaker, page 13, I believe that total was 90,000, not 900,000.
Okay, clerk, did you get that?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Madam Speaker.
Congresswoman Shaw.
On page, I believe on page 17, under ONCA 2082, it says fiscal year FY 2021 J. There's a J after 2021.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Madam Speaker.
Congressman Potts.
I think there might be some discrepancies in the vote totals, at least on ONCA 2045 and ONCA 2068.
Thank you.
And potentially 2071 as well. Madam Speaker.
Congressman Potts.
Make a motion to table the approval of the journal.
There's a motion on the floor. Is there a second?
Second for discussion.
Madam Speaker.
Yes.
I think there's some discrepancies in the vote totals on the journal, so I should be happy to go back and listen to those in the absence of members of Congress trying to set the record straight. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Can you state what you feel the discrepancies are?
Happy to. I think there's discrepancies in the vote totals on 2045. 2068
and 2071. Is it 3 yeas and 9 nays?
Madam Speaker, that's the reason for postponing. I'm not sure exactly how it went, so I'd like to go back and double check that so we make sure to have this right.
Well, I would prefer to... We have one clerk, and she's doing as much as she can. And so yesterday, in trying to get everything together and prepare for today, she was not able to give me the journal to review prior to session, but typically everyone points out their questions and relies on the clerk to correct those. So I would assume that you can rely on the clerk to correct them and discuss this after session today.
Madam Speaker.
Yes.
I realize the clerk is busy, and that's why I'm offering to go back and listen to these so that I can make amendments. I've already texted a member of Congress to confirm their vote. They've said it's different than the vote that's recorded. So there is a discrepancy, at least in one of those. I'm happy to review that and make amendments to this later today after one of our recesses. That's why I made the motion to table the approval of the journal.
Well, why don't you just tell her like everyone typically does? Every day of session. The two of you can work that out. You can let her know what it is once you've listened to.
In light of the desire to approve a journal that's not accurate, I withdraw my motion.
Okay. Are there any other motions? What are you saying? The chair would entertain a motion to approve the journal as amended, like it's typically done, and the corrections are given to the clerk, and she would be happy to take them.
I make a motion to approve the journal as amended.
There's a motion on the floor. Is there a second?
Second. This is Rebar.
Okay. All those in favor of approving the journal as amended, please say yes.
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 Any opposed, say no.
No.
Congressman Potts is a no. Thank you. The journal is approved. Next, reports of select committees. Don't believe there are any select committee reports. Reports of standing committees. Congresswoman Good Fox.
Sorry, give me just one second. The Commerce, Gaming, and Land Committee met yesterday regarding resolution number ONCR 2025, a resolution declaring congressional consent and approval of the Osage Nation Gaming Enterprises Board Annual Plan of Operation for fiscal year 2021. I am the sponsor. The presiding officer was Congresswoman Pam Shaw. The final committee action was due pass with amendments. Voting yes were Good Fox, Shaw, Keene, Lemon, Rivard, and Stapler.
Thank you.
Madam Speaker.
Congressman Big Horse.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Government operations met yesterday. We met on 9 appointees to boards and commissions. The first consideration was Dana McCulley. Date of the meeting was October 1 of 2020. Final committee action candidate is qualified by education, experience, and there are no ethical or legal barriers to service. Vote results, 5 yes votes from Maker, Keen, Shaw, Walker, and Big Horse. May I continue?
Yes, please do.
Next, the committee met on Osage Nation Veterans Memorial Commission, Mr. Franklin McKinley. Again, this was on October the 1st of 2020, and the committee found candidate is qualified by education, experience, and there are no ethical or legal barriers to service. There were 5 yes votes, Maker, Keen, Shaw, Walker, and Big Horse. Next. Mr. George Shannon, the Traditional Cultural Advisor. Again, we met on October the 1st. The final committee action candidate is qualified by education, experience, and there are no ethical or legal barriers to service. The 5 yes votes, Maker, Keen, Shaw, Walker, and Big Horse. Next was the Osage Editorial Board appointee, Ms. Jerry Jean Brandstetter. Again, the committee met on October the 1st and found Ms. Brandstetter to be a candidate qualified by education, experience, and no ethical or legal barriers to her service. With 5 yes votes, Maker, Keen, Shaw, Walker, and Big Horse. Just a second. Next was Mr. Jerry Shaw, and he also was Traditional Culture Advisors. meeting was October the 1st. The final committee action, candidate is qualified by education, experience, and there are no ethical or legal barriers to service. 5 yes votes, Maker, King, Shaw, Walker, and Big Horse. Next was the Osage Nation Veterans Memorial Commission. Appointee, Mr. John Henry Michelcache. Again, the committee met on October the 1st. The final committee action. Candidate is qualified by education, experience, and there are no ethical or legal barriers to service. 5 yes votes for Maker, King, Shaw, Walker, and Big Horse. Next was appointee Judy Hazelbaker Johnson to the Gray Horse Village Committee. Again, that meeting was on October the 1st. The final committee action, candidate is qualified by education, experience, and there are no ethical or legal barriers to service. With 5 yes votes, Maker, King, Shaw, Walker, and Big Horse. Next was Miss Mary Liz Ricketts, Traditional Culture Advisors. Again, our meeting was October the 1st. The final committee action, candidate is qualified by education, experience, and there are no ethical or legal barriers to service. With 5 yes votes, Maker, King, Shaw, Walker, and Big Horse. Next, the committee looked at an editorial board alternate. The appointee was Dr. Robert Warrior. Again, the committee met on October the 1st. With final committee action, candidate is qualified by education, experience, and there are no ethical or legal barriers to service. 5 yes votes for Maker, King, Shaw, Walker, and Big Horse. And I believe that is it, Madam Speaker.
Thank you, Congressman. The chair would entertain a motion to place the nominees that were just reported out of the Government Operations Committee for confirmation on today's agenda for confirmation. It's a rule suspension.
So moved.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to place Denny McCullough, Franklin McKinley, George Shannon, Jerry Dean Branstetter, Jerry Shaw, John Henry Michelcache, Judy Hazelbaker Johnson, Mary Liz Ricketts, and Robert Warrior for confirmation on today's agenda. It was seconded. All those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no. I would also. Second speaker.
This is the clerk. I just want to know who made that motion.
Congresswoman Good Fox and Congressman Big Horse seconded. Congresswoman Good Fox.
Move to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and place ONCR 2025 on third reading on today's agenda.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded to place ONCR 2025 on third reading on today's agenda and seconded. All those in favor say yes.
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 Yes. Yes.
Withdraw it and restate it.
Can I withdraw my motion, please? And I don't know how that would work, clerk, since we already voted, but
I didn't finish the vote count.
Okay. I'd like to make a motion to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and place ONCR 2025 on general order day 2 on today's agenda.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded to place ONCR 2025 on general order day 2 for amendments and seconded on today's agenda. All those in favor say yes.
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 That's my resolution for gaming. That's the right one. I haven't gotten.
It don't matter. Just keep it going. All right. Okay. Any opposed? Say no. All right. Motion passes. Okay. You're going to have to move that one, though. I would also like to have a discussion and possible movement. The process of the confirmation of appointees, just for maybe anyone listening or who hasn't been through the confirmation process before, what happens when we receive an appointment notification from the chief's office. We prepare a letter that I sign to send out to the appointees that have been nominated with a questionnaire packet, and also requesting that they return that questionnaire packet along with their resume. Not criticizing at all. I'm just saying that a lot of appointments were sent over up until last week. And then we have to go through our process and send them out, giving them a deadline. And because we were coming up so close to towards the end of session, then, you know, it was maybe a week's deadline to get them back to us. We have not received a few of the information questionnaire packets back. However, they are reappointments. In order to try to assist this matter, they're all people that we know, and they are reappointments. So I would entertain a motion to suspend the rules and report to Congress that William Fletcher, Norman Akers, Chad Renfro, George Pease, and Chuck Tillman be reported to Congress as qualified by education and experience, and there are no legal or ethical barriers to service to their respective boards and commissions that they were nominated to.
Second.
Madam Speaker, I make that motion.
Okay, thank you. And Congresswoman Goodfox will second. All those in favor say yes.
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 Yes. Yes.
Any opposed say no.
Thank you.
Thank you, Congresswoman Goodfox.
I'll make a motion to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and place all of those individuals on today's agenda for confirmation.
Second.
Okay, motion is made and seconded to place the same individuals on today's agenda for confirmation and seconded. All those in favor say yes.
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 Yes. Yes.
Any opposed say no. All right, thank you. Now we are at introductions of bills and resolutions. Are there any bills or resolutions to introduce today? Congresswoman Goodfox.
Thank you, Speaker. Members of Congress, I'd like to introduce Bill Number ONCA 2101, an act to authorize and appropriate $35,500 to the Osage Nation Treasury to pay audit fees for Osage LLC and to establish an alternate effective date.
Okay, thank you. Congresswoman Goodfox.
I'd like to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and place ONCA 2101 on first reading on today's agenda.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to place ONCA 2101 on first reading on today's agenda. All those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed, say no. Okay. We are now, if there are no more to be introduced, we are now on first reading. Congresswoman Goodfox.
Thank you, Speaker. Bill number ONCA 2101. Sponsored by me and co-sponsored by Congresswoman Stabler, is an act to authorize and appropriate $35,500 to the Osage Nation Treasury to pay audit fees of Osage LLC and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you, Congresswoman Goodfox.
At this time, I'd like to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and place ONCA 2101 on third reading on today's agenda following engrossment.
There's a motion on the floor to move ONCA 2101 on third reading on today's agenda after engrossment.
Second, this is Stabler.
And seconded. Okay. All right. All those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no. Okay. We are now on general order day two.
I don't have enough.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
This is a little out of order, and I apologize for that. I sent a text to several Congress members to ask them to please sign the signature page to discharge my MMIW bill, and I still haven't received enough signatures. So I would entertain a brief recess so that I can get those signatures to get that bill on general order day two, which is where we're at now. So I would entertain a brief recess to the call of the speaker for that to occur.
That's your motion?
That's my motion.
Yes, okay, is there a second?
Second.
Motion's made and seconded for a brief recess to the call of the chair. All those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no.
Yes.
We are in recess, yes. Please stand by.
Congresswoman Goodfox, this is Brandy.
I keep texting everyone, and I keep asking Shannon. She's like,
"Hey."
Yeah, well, maybe they were like, looking at this stuff, so I'm sure we can get them.